Welcome into the Rebound Rundown. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. I'm your host, Paul Fritschner, and this is your Daily Digest College Basketball Show covering the local Cincinnati area teams every Monday through Friday. Now, hopefully, I'm not talking too softly for you. It is very late Eastern time as I record this in my hotel room in Dallas as I get set to cover the Sweet 16 coming up here on Friday night, Marquette and NC State, but there is action to get to before that. And you know what? I'm just going to start off the show with it. Seton Hall wins 91-68 last night in the NIT. And why does that matter? It's because our long national nightmare is finally over. The losing streak is done. It ends at 6. You can toss it in the win column. We have our 51st win of the year. The losing streak is over. It is a great day to be alive. As Travis Tritt says, it is a great day. We're going to get to today's pick at the end of the show, but you had to start it off with that one. Dan, Tim, the rest, everybody, the data didn't lie last night. It left no doubt. Seton Hall winning 91-68, and then in the other NIT game, Utah beating VCU 74-54. Some news out of the transfer portal. Xavier adds their first player from the portal on Wednesday. Marcus Foster from Furman, a career 79% free throw shooter. He's shot above 81% from the line the last 2 years. Well, why is that important? We know how much Sean Miller values a player who can not only get to the free throw line like Marcus Foster can, but also can make his free throws, can convert. He's a career 33% three-point shooter over 4 years in college basketball so far. But That number's a little deceiving. He was coming off an injury this year, shot below 30%, was right around 29% this year. But the 2 years prior, he shot 36% from three in 22-23 and 35% from three in 21-22. Xavier hoping that his three-point shooting is closer to that number. He's physical. He's a big body on the perimeter for the Musketeers. So I think this is a great addition for Xavier looking at the roster next year. And just to do a reset on where the Xavier roster stands right now, after Reed Ducharme said on Wednesday that he was going to transfer. So the transfers out of the program for Xavier right now: Gidas Namiksha, Abu Usman, Kanchi Enze, Reed Ducharme, Sasha Chani, Cam Kraft, Brad Colbert, and Logan Duncan. All of those players have transferred out. Marcus Foster, the transfer in, and then Davion McKnight is the player that has confirmed that he's going to be back. You don't have to confirm that you're going to be back. I had some questions about what the status of Zach Fremantle and Jerome Hunter and some others. You don't have to confirm. You don't have to say that you're coming back. I think that it is a pretty strong assumption that Jerome Hunter is going to be back given everything he's been through and is going to fight through to be able to play next season coming off the torn Achilles and his heart episode as well. But the reason I put Davion McKnight in that tweet yesterday was just because we heard it officially from Davion on Twitter the other night. So that's the transfer portal news for Xavier. The NCAA tournament resumes tonight. Some good games on tap for you, and this Sweet 16 really should be phenomenal. Start off with Clemson and Arizona at 7:09 Eastern time. That game features Arizona as a 7.5-point favorite. Then Connecticut a half hour later at 7:39. They are about 11.5-point favorites in that game. The two later games are setting up to be really, really good ones tonight. Alabama and North Carolina, that one at 9:39 Eastern time on CBS. The total in this game is set at 173.5. These teams can score a ton of points. They can get up and down the floor. That should be a lot of fun. And then a little bit later, 10:09 Eastern time. It's hard to believe they're going to tip this game off past 10 o'clock local time, Eastern time, in Boston, Illinois and Iowa State. The number one offense in Illinois, the number one defense in Iowa State, both via KenPom there. That game on TBS and True TV. Wow, man. Those last two games of the night, Alabama and North Carolina, and then Illinois and Iowa State, those are some premier matchups we're going to have here in the first day of the Sweet 16 tonight. So that all gets going here. Then, of course, on Friday, we'll have the second half of the Sweet 16, but I'll talk More about that on tomorrow's show. Paul's pick of the day, we're going to keep it simple. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let's go with UConn minus 11. That's the official line we're taking it at. UConn minus 11 against San Diego State. The Huskies are a machine. They just continue to cover in the NCAA tournament. Let's hope it keeps rolling here. UConn minus 11. That'll do it for today's Rebound Rundown. I know it was quick. Tomorrow's going to recap the Sweet 16 games that happened tonight, preview the Friday games. Probably won't have an episode for Saturday morning or Sunday morning, but you will have an episode, I hope, for Monday morning based on my travel schedule. I should be able to get it done for Monday morning to recap the weekend. If not, you'll have it by Tuesday morning to kind of talk about everything that happened this weekend. But you will have a show Friday morning previewing the Friday night Sweet 16 games, recapping what happened tonight on Thursday. But that'll do it for today's Rebound Rundown. Enjoy the games, everybody. Also, you're listening from Cincinnati. Enjoy opening day. Enjoy the Reds today. Baseball's back, but we have some college basketball to take care of first. Big games. Have a great Thursday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.